JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Coming up in our program today, NBTS to launch 2015 Blood Drive this Saturday. And later, we talk about Jackass Khan in Glimpses of Jamaica. Welcome and do stay with us.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
The National Blood Transfusion Service, NBTS, will launch its 2015 Blood Drive on Saturday, January 10, at Jamaica National Building Society in Halfway Tree, where it will also commission into service its new mobile blood collection unit. The blood drive, aimed at collecting at least 30,000 units of blood for the year, is being held under the theme, One Love, One Blood to Save Lives. Blood donor organizer at the NBTS, Igal Allen, says the aim is to increase voluntary donations from 17% to at least 23%. He's encouraging persons as well as corporate entities, social groups and communities to support the campaign to ensure there is sufficient blood to meet the transfusion needs of patients in Jamaica.
Ensure that you have a healthy Jamaican breakfast, get rest the night before, and come out and help us to save lives. We're encouraging Corporate Jamaica to come on board with the One Love, One Blood, Save Lives campaign.
The campaign will also provide an opportunity to educate persons on the importance of pursuing healthy lifestyle practices in order to become eligible donors. The mobile blood collection unit was donated by the United Kingdom UK-based Angel Foundation and several other partners. It was handed over to the NBTS on Friday, January 2. For information on how to support the National Blood Transfusion Service 2015 Blood Drive, contact the NBTS at 922-5181-5.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated. From Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Under Vision 2030, the government has been moving to strengthen the tourism industry in an effort to provide a world-class experience for visitors and Jamaicans alike. Vision 2030 is the island's development plan for Jamaica to become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. Our community notice for today, the senior netball squad of the Jamaica Sunshine Girls will face England in a 3-match series on January 10, 11 and 13 at the National Indoor Sports Centre in Kingston. Be sure to go out and support our girls. And now our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Who remembers when Jackass Khan or Donkey Jawbone used to run the place? Jackass Khan is a hard biscuit made of flour, water, coconut milk and nutmeg. It's rolled flat, cut into rectangles and baked. And it was among the favorites of Jamaican snacks. Good old days, not true? And remember that you too can share your glimpses of Jamaica. Just send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program with studio engineer Andre Palma. I'm Lorraine Mendez for producer Casita Irving. Peace and love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.